Oshta, Sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Watching the devastating infernos in Southern California, coupled with my friend Christine's recent house fire, has caused me to take a pause and stare at my life in what I call wow, wide open wonderment. I'm in full-blown agape mode, looking at all of my possessions and wowing, wide open wondering, so what about this stuff? How do I feel about these things? And what would I take with me if I had to make a decision in an instant? Do you know how fast an instant is, folks? It is sudden, in more than a jiffy, faster than a New York minute and immediately, if not sooner. That, my little chickadees, is an instant. Wow. Since Mercury is retrograde right now until November 1st, this is a time of clearing, getting rid of the past, and reorganizing your life. Yesterday, as I was wowing about how my possessions made me feel, instantly a wow of a feeling came over me. I called my buddy Steve and asked if he could help me take my couch to St. Vincent de Paul Society. It was a small, cute little couch that I called the baby couch. I just love the baby couch. But because of the way it made me feel, it had to instantly go. I was sentimentally attached to the baby couch, but not the kind of sentiment that made me feel good. Steve came over, we loaded up the baby couch, and in a flash we took it off along with a few other items that needed to move along their spiritual progression path, simply because of the way they made me feel. My wide open wonderment was not at all about what I would take with me. It was about what I needed to release. Wow. When Steve brought me back home, I noticed that the trash bins were still sitting perfectly side by side. Instantly, I wowed why the sanitation engineers, once a noble profession and should be respected as such, had not yet been by to empty the bins. Instantly, I ran inside and gathered some other items that I was sentimentally attached to for all the wrong reasons that just needed to be trashed. These things did not need to be given away. They needed to be trashed for my own spiritual progression path. I was acting and reacting so quickly and instantaneously you'd have thought the moon was in Aries, which is a fire sign. When I heard the roar of the sanitation truck down the street, a lump settled into my throat and I kept saying to myself, please hurry, please hurry, because I wanted them to empty the bins before I changed my mind. Letting go was so dang hard to do, but it was necessary for me to move on to a new chapter of my life. I stood in my window watching the bins being shaken violently upside down by the big steel arm on the sanitation truck until every last bit of contents was emptied. In a wow of an instant, it was done. Interestingly enough, today the moon is in Aries, which is a time of new beginnings and a time to start something new. As I have stated in each and every one of your daily horoscopes for today and tomorrow, since the moon is in Aries, a time of new beginnings, and is taking place during Mercury retrograde, clearing the past, it is best to release something in order to be open to something new. In other words, to be open to wow. This creates a wow of a new beginning in a roundabout way. Normally, we would all be starting something brand new during an Aries moon, such as starting a new business, signing a new document, starting a new health regimen, or embracing a new attitude. Well, today and tomorrow is different. You need to release the past in order to be open to the newness that is certain to come your way. Wow, now I'm ready. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada, Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.